We'll shift our focus to the arts now here on the Jefferson Exchange with a conversation about a stage show coming to Medford. Rockaferry at the Rogue Valley Mall will host Sweaty Thoughts, THOTS, Saturday night at 7 p.m. Sweaty Thoughts is a one-person dramatic reading. We have that one person and the director. Matthew Reynolds is the actor and creator, also an educator and author, joining us on The Exchange most recently in 2022 to talk about his book, Biggest, Fullest, Brightest, Shifting the Consciousness of Humanity. Matthew, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me here, Jeff. It's great to be back.
Pleasure to have you, along with Julie Oda Grantham, the director of Sweaty Thoughts. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm excited to be here, too.
So, Matthew, give us some background on you. Your primary occupation was as a high school teacher, but a deep theater experience, too, yes?
Yeah, exactly. And as you know, because Jefferson Public Radio supported us several times in the original shows we took to Scotland. Mm-hmm. So you had us on when we were fundraising for that. And so part of that team that helped write some of those original shows helped me write a one-person show. I've been retired out of the classroom since 2019 and running my own consulting business. And so doing this, putting this work out into the world, trying to get people to shift their consciousness to one that's more humanity-led, I realized as I tried to write a TED Talk that TED Talks just weren't working. I couldn't do it for some reason.
Did you have to do it as a character then?
No. Well, what it was is that somebody finally looked at me and was like, Matthew, aren't you a multimedia performance artist? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, why are you trying to write a TED Talk? It's like you have so much more to say. And I was like, oh. So, yeah, in January, I got together with Jared Good, who's written shows for Crater for a number of years, almost my entire time there. And him and I sat down and we created Sweaty Thoughts together. And Julie was right there in front of me. And I said, Julie, will you please direct this show? And she said yes. And so we've been off and running since then.
So fill us in. What is it about? Is it your story, essentially?
Yes, basically. So it's a bit of a, similar to the book, it's a bit of a memoir. You get to meet various characters that have been super impactful in my life, my personal life, my personal growth, to help me live as truthful of an authentic life as I possibly can. And so you get to meet some of those characters. I'm actually singing three original songs on this in this show. And so we take you on a bit of a journey, a lot of laughs, a lot of deep insight into why we think the way that we do about ourselves and what it means to actually come out on the other side of believing in yourself and what that means.
And Julie Oda Grantham, some people might remember you from Shakespeare Festival stages from years ago. You've been out of the company for a while, but still in the region. What have you been doing?
Yes, well, I was with OSF from 2000 to 2007, and now I am an educator in the Ashland School District. I work at one of the elementary schools as their librarian, so I consider myself an educator, an actor, a storyteller, and I've been working with Matthew. I joined his consulting company and worked to facilitate equity workshops with him, and I'm so excited to be working on this show with him. I really believe that storytelling is essential healing, both for the storytellers and the listeners. And I think that this show is an invitation for anyone who's in the audience to embrace their own stories.
Julie Oda Grantham is the director, Matthew Reynolds, the creator and actor of Sweaty Thoughts, a dramatic reading by Matthew, which will be at Rockaferry at the Rogue Valley Mall Saturday at 7 p.m. Let's talk about the character here. First of all, I did find out a couple of days after we booked you that the THOT can also be an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon my language, folks, but for that hoe over there. Mm-hmm. Did you know that when you put this together?
I did not.
Uh-huh.
I just found out from you. So my idea behind it, though, the thoughts comes from some of the TikToks that I create. So I worked out and then I'd be sweaty and I'd say, I've got some sweaty thoughts for you. And so I wanted people around here to understand that this isn't a high school show. This is definitely for a more mature audience.
16 plus, I see.
Yeah, definitely get into some topics. Some of my suicide attempts before graduating high school, some of my first understandings of being, having crushes on other boys, et cetera, et cetera. So it goes pretty deep, pretty fast. And especially with the first character right out of the gate that everyone will get to meet on Saturday. But this is a dramatic reading this Saturday, so we're going to come back in October. We're doing this one to get feedback from folks, what works, what doesn't work. We're really going to mind the audience after the show to hear from them. We really want to hear people's feedback so that we can put together a strong show for October 19th when we'll be back at Rocka Ferry, full costume, full makeup.
Not a reading then.
Not a reading then.
Okay. So how much makeup is there? Because, you know, it took me several days, actually. I was telling you before we got on the air of that. It's like, wait a minute, that's Matthew Reynolds with the wild hair. The character Sissy, you tell me. Tell me about Sissy.
Sissy was born at the Oregon Country Fair. I used to be part of a group called Risk of Change. And so we would come up with various characters throughout the course of the day that would do these jams. And we came up with these lost children. And so Sissy was the character that got birthed. And she was a pretty dark character, and I didn't talk about her. And then Julie and Jared, where we did the first few pages, the first iteration, we read it to out loud for Julie, and she was giving us feedback, and the two of them started talking, and they started asking me things about other characters and things and stuff in my life, and Sissy came forward, and she bullied her way into the show, and so now she starts the show.
Well, she starts. Oh, that is the character that starts things. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Julie Oda Grantham, this seems to be a great argument for having collaborators so that you can bounce your stuff off other people.
Oh, absolutely. Matthew has a beautiful definition of collaboration. I should actually let him talk about that, but I've jumped in and embraced it, and he absolutely wants everyone to bring their best into the room and help create something new.
Now, as a director, when you're directing a one-person show, granted, this is a reading, so it's you know, the stakes are not quite as high, but I mean, is it still somewhat trickier than a show that involves multiple people? It's not like somebody new comes onto the stage and picks up the pace and the energy and stuff like that. It's all there on the one person, and I wonder how, as a director, you approach that.
Well, I think personally I'm approaching it, not that it's any different from a show with many characters. Matthew portrays many different characters. We look at each beat and each section of the show from an actor standpoint. I think with a one-person show and a bare stage, you get to just really look at where the actor is developing their character and where they are and who they are and what they're trying to communicate and share with the audience. So it doesn't feel like that. It's the way it's written, it's been structured really beautifully to support him as one person on stage. There are some audio clips. There are a couple of songs that are sung by other folks that he dances to or interacts with. There's a lot of audience interaction. So also, as a director, I have to let it go, too, and just say whatever happens on the night is what it's going to be, because I trust Matthew implicitly, and he's such a special human being that just being in the room with him is a beautiful experience.
Thank you. How daunting is it to put yourself out there in this way?
You're asking me.
Yeah. Yes, you, Matthew. I'm looking right at you.
Radio, they don't know you're looking at me. Let's see. Daunting. It's not daunting. I started at the University of Minnesota back in 1989. At least my theater degree. Mm-hmm. I started in 87, but my theater degree started then. And so I've always done on stage by myself for, mm-hmm. I think the longest I've done, the biggest show I've had is probably about 75 minutes. Mm-hmm. And this one's running about an hour and 25 or so. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to trim it back a little bit. But for me, it's not daunting.
But even though it's you, I mean, it's you.
Okay. Yeah, just me. Mm-hmm. And I think for that show, I was naked and painted blue from head to toe. I was before the Blue Man Group. And I was talking about body image issues and inspired by Karen Finley, a performance artist from that time period. So, and those, we give a shout out to some of the performance artists and the first time that Jesse Helms and the NEA took away monies from people
right,
and started
right
censoring.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So,
we're almost out of time here. What do you hope people take away from this project?
Julie, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, I want them to come and experience Matthew, experience him being his authentic self. And I think that encourages other folks to be their authentic selves as well.
And Matthew, what about you?
Yeah, I want people to get out there and start sharing their stories with other people and creating community through their stories and telling their own stories, not letting other people tell your story. Tell your own story.
How big a step is this for you?
I've grown to this point, and that's what the show is about.
Yeah, okay. Sweaty question. Thoughts, a one-person show at Rockaferry at the Rogue Valley Mall, Saturday, August 10th at 7 p.m. It is recommended for audiences 16 plus, and there will be a Q&A with the creators afterward. And so that's Matthew Reynolds, who will be acting it, Jared Good helped write it, Julie Oda Grantham in the studio with me, directed it. Thank you both for being here on the Jefferson
Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back on JPR. Stay tuned.